Overseas now, and residents of the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, are heading to court on Monday to sue the city government over the record floods that hit the city last month. They say negligence and poor flood management were to blame for more than 60 deaths and widespread destruction. And they've accused the governor of spending more money on an electric car race than the entire flood mitigation budget. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Juwita's 3 Agustina points to a stain on her lounge room wall. The water level came to here, she says, holding her hand around knee height. During the day, we moved everything upstairs. We stayed on the top floor, but we couldn't use the bathroom, so the next day we had to evacuate. Residents in Jakarta's low-lying kampungs or villages are used to heavy floods, but not like they've seen this year. The biggest single downpour on record inundated huge areas of the capital over New Year and caused landslides further afield, killing more than 60 people and forcing tens of thousands into temporary shelters. Many are still dealing with the aftermath. And hundreds, including Juwita Sri Agustina, are now suing Jakarta's governor, Anies Baswedan, accusing him and the city government of negligence for allowing the floods to happen. We used to be at ease, she says, knowing there was a governor paying attention to the water gates and the water pumps. But now every time rain comes, we fear the flood might come again. The residents have joined a class action that goes to court on Monday. They want monetary compensation for damage and the installation of an early warning system to alert residents when flooding begins upstream. Not just the Jakarta government, but the national government must pay heed to national disasters, especially the extreme rains, and plan properly to minimise the risk, says lawyer Alvon Kurnia Palma. They need more pumps and better drainage. Governor Baswedan has refused to discuss the lawsuit in public, but thousands of residents also signed a recent petition accusing him of cutting millions of dollars from the city's flood mitigation budget and diverting it to pay for an electric car race, which will run through Jakarta in June. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for AM.